Listen to it fizz. Alka-Seltzer for headaches, Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer for colds. Alka-Seltzer presents Herb Shriner Time. Yes, it's Herb Shriner Time. 15 minutes with America's newest humorist. And featuring the famous Raymond Scott Quintet. With the wonderful new singing star, Dorothy Collins. All presented by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now from that Broadway hit show, Inside USA, here's that fella from Indiana, Herb Shriner.
Hello. I tell you, I've been going through my wallet here trying to find something to talk about tonight. I had a lot of different stuff. I just got my wallet new here. I thought maybe money might come back, you know. Might get caught with nothing to put it in, you know. It's kind of it's kind of dangerous carrying a wallet these days, though. I understand a lot of pickpockets around. You got to be very careful of it. Any pickpockets get into my wallet, all they're going to get is experience, so it's funny the kind of stuff you run across when you go through your wallet. I don't know what it is. I collect all kind of stuff. I had a thing here. What is this here? Oh, it's my laundry check. Sent my shirts out to have them tore. Something else in here. Oh, here's a little, this is a notice from a draft board. Kind of interesting. They wanted to notify me of their change of address. I had another little item here that I've been reading this afternoon. It was kind of interesting. It was a piece in the paper. It told about the draftees that's going in. It told what they're going to feed them. And it looked to me like the same stuff they used to feed us when I was in there. I don't know. It probably is. They had quite a bit of it left when I checked out. There's one meal there. A lot of fellas, I bet you they just started the draft to get rid of this old food, to tell you the truth. I wouldn't put it past them. There was a thing in there. We had, I don't know what kind of food they're going to serve them there. I tell you the truth, I used to be a cook kind of myself in the service, tell you the truth. I didn't know anything about food, though, but I wasn't really a cook, to tell you the truth. I was a chicken stuffer. I don't sound very important, but there was two of us, and I was the head one. It probably don't sound like a very difficult job, but I tell you, they didn't give any medals out, but, I did get the Order of the Purple Heartburn, but it was tedious work. I'll tell you, we had these chickens, and they had to get stuffed, and, I worked for about 3 hours on one chicken there one day, and I was getting so mad I was going to kill it. It's very difficult. They got such a small mouth. I told a sergeant, I said, I forget what I told him. It wasn't very much, I don't suppose. It's funny. You probably wonder how I got the job as a cook, not knowing nothing about it. It was a kind of a strange thing. It was a coincidence, what it was. And it wasn't really a coincidence, to tell you. It was a miserable deal, that's what it was. This fellow got me the job. He was a sergeant there, and he was the one who cooked up all the food. It was his food, anyway. I don't know... He had one meal there he used to fix in the morning. I'm trying to think what it was now. It was I don't know what it was. It was too dark, and when he served it, you couldn't tell what was in it there at all. Might have been someone in there I know. But he was looking for a name for it at the time, to tell you the truth. We already had a name for it ourselves, so we had a name. It looked like a kind of a hash. It had it wasn't a hash. It was a looser than a hash. It was I don't know how to describe it to you, to tell you the truth, but I tell you one thing, you had to eat it. There wasn't no way of getting out of it. That's one thing. If you didn't eat it, they'd rub it on you. But I tell you, it had something, though. It was, I don't know what it was. It just seemed to have something there, and you couldn't get rid of it either. There was one, a lot of fellas, I didn't enjoy it myself, but a lot of fellas was crazy about the food. They're gone now. I get homesick talking about it. I tell you the truth, I've got to get Raymond Scott to play something here before I get a lump in my throat. Here's a number that Raymond Scott composed himself, and he's going to decompose it now. Raymond, are you ready? Minuet and jazz.
Friends, how is the work stacking up these days? Do you have some pretty full weeks with lots to get done? Well, here's something that may help you one of these days. Keep Alka-Seltzer where you work, just as you do at home. Then, when a headache or an acid stomach upset threatens to slow you down for a while, you'll be all set to enjoy pleasant, welcome relief with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer provides an efficient, effective pain-relieving agent for that headache, as well as a dependable alkalizer that helps settle and neutralize an acid stomach upset. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take, for all you do is dissolve a tablet or two in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling solution this makes. Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to the taste, not at all like some bitter-tasting medicine, and it is not a laxative. So do as so many others do, and make it a practice always to keep Alka-Seltzer where you work, as well as at home. Buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Keep one package at home, as usual, and keep the other handy on the job, for an extra package in the shop may help a fellow feel tip-top. Yes, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer.
Folks, we got a very pretty little girl here, Dorothy Collins, and she's going to sing a song, a very popular hit song, too. Maybe you'll be there. I'll be here. Folks, today I've got a few more of those little humorous everyday happenings that you read about in the papers. You know, those little stories that I've been putting in my Alka-Seltzer humor album. And I got one here. It's about a fellow in Detroit who was brought into court by his wife. She wanted a divorce. She says he hit her in the face with a clock. I'll tell you what really got her mad was he said that I always knew your face would stop a clock. Here's another story that kind of tickled me. It was about, you might have read it too, it's the Navy Enlistment Office recently got a request from a naval commission. A fellow wanted to get in. He said, my father was a seaman that fell overboard. I'd like to follow in his footsteps. Here's another one here. It's one item about, came from Canada. It sounds like it'd be a good idea for our congressman. Up in Ottawa, Paul Oliver of the Parliament proposed a resolution. He said that anyone making a speech in Parliament ought to be required to stand on one foot while talking.
Has a miserable fall cold caught up with you? Lots of folks have colds, and if you happen to be one of them, remember to try the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Yes, try it, and let it help you feel better fast. And here it is, A. Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for fast relief from the ache all over feverish misery of a cold. B. Be wise. Beware of chilling drafts. Be sure to get more rest than usual. And C. Comfort. Yes, comfort the raw, raspy, sore throat caused by your cold. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and use it as a gargle. That's Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. As easy as ABC and effective, too. Just try it and see how much better it helps you feel. Always have Alka-Seltzer handy. Remember, when you go to your drugstore for Alka-Seltzer, buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then when your tablets get down to 4, with an extra package, you'll have some more. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer.
Folks, I'm afraid it's getting kind of late. About time to close up shop for tonight, at least according to my watch here. Now, I got 10 of something here. I don't know what. I'm not sure what, though. I haven't got any hour hand on my watch here. Well, good night, folks.
Tune in again tomorrow night and every night for Herb Schreiner Time, featuring the music of Raymond Scott and his quintet. Herb's guest tomorrow night will be Boris Gregory, the world's greatest concertina player. And Monday night, the popular screen star, Burt Lancaster. Herb Schreiner Time is a Louis G. Cowan production and is presented under the supervision of Alfred Hollander. This is Durward Kirby speaking. Remember this. Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from your food. Supplement your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Don't take chances. Lack of vitamins can cause you to feel under par, run down, keep you from feeling your best and so looking your best. Don't take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Yes, for a basic daily vitamin supply, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. And remember to listen to Hilltop House, presented by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, earlier in the afternoon over most of these same stations, and Herb Schreiner Time tomorrow at this same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.